Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram. There's too many. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
I'm great, Earl. We had an exciting weekend around here at the Shaw, but today's a little gloomy, so I definitely am feeling the nap vibes.
Yeah, it is gloomy to say... the worst. Right now, it's not fit for man nor beast. And it's kind of chilly.
Right? I turned the heat on.
I just turned the heat on in here. And it is June 5th. But, it's going to get better. Let's just give it some time. It is June. Summer is right around the corner, so you know it's not January or February, and in a short period of time, things are going to warm up. But got a lot to talk about today as we await. It's Monday. That's Mondays with Sandy Williams, as he's caught in the traffic. It's really heavy because of all the rain, and he'll be here. But until then, Sam, you know, you asked me about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal about the fact that the black student enrollment at UW-Madison has never exceeded 3%.
Yep, I was very surprised to hear that, but you had a very logical explanation for that I feel like a lot of people don't really think about.
Well, they don't think about the fact that the state of Wisconsin is one of the two most segregated states in the entire nation. Utah is one, but you know what Utah is, right?
Right, like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That makes sense, but Milwaukee, Wisconsin, no.
No, but Wisconsin is the second most segregated...
Second most.
...state in the entire nation.
Wow.
And so blacks only make up 5% of the entire state population. And so when people who live in this state... don't realize that small percentage of people of color live in this state. And so all the rest of the state outside of Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Madison, that's about the extent of the black population in the entire state of Wisconsin, which is a tremendous size when you talk about the sheer mass of the state of Wisconsin.
You think about like the main cities, that's like where they are, but then when you look at the reality of how rural and massive it all Wisconsin is, that is shocking.
Well, and so that's part of, I think, the big problem is that people don't realize.
No, I had no idea.
So they hear about Milwaukee and they talk about Milwaukee, and that's where the majority of black people are. And so, you know, as a person who lives in Milwaukee, we have to deal with all of the horrible things that happen in our city. Let's go back to Wisconsin, UW-Madison. So back in 1969, UW-Madison had 2.2% black population, 2.2% in 1969. But guess what? In 2021, the black population at UW-Madison, 2.2%.
That's insane to me.
So it has not changed since 1969.
Well, do you remember the... scandal kind of that they faced with photoshopping that black student?
Absolutely, I remember it. I mean, let's just look at this. There are almost 48,000 students in Madison today, 1,700 are black. So, you know, and I know some graduates of UW-Madison that are black and who graduated within the last 15 years or so. And they basically tell me the same story. But to somehow think that, you know, UW-Madison is going to improve the numbers of African Americans on their campus is mind-boggling to me. Again, when you're talking about a 5% black population and you're talking about the highest percentile of that 5% who will be educated well enough to be able to go to UW-Madison, which is one of the top universities in the entire nation. That's what's at the root of it. And so, you know, the fact that it's not just UW-Madison. If you look at the major universities all over the nation and look at the black population that is there, still the same thing. You won't see large numbers, and that's because black people only make up 12% of the overall population of the entire nation. And most people don't know that. They don't have any clue that we are such a small percentage of this nation. And I think at the root of all of that is how there's mistreatment of the black population in this country. Because we are such a minority population in this country. I was talking with a guy the other day who's an economist, and he said that on average, 40% of the black population in America, families, live on $17,000 a year. While the white population is 181,000.
Literally,
average.
How is that possible?
How is it possible? You mean that people can somehow live off of that?
Well, that, yes. But also, like, wow, how can we not address that gap?
Well, a lot of it has to do with racism and the fact that there are people who don't believe those statistics. And they think that all of that is based on the fact that black people don't want anything. They don't want to work. They don't want to do all these things. But very seldom, if ever, do you hear anything about redlining. Very seldom do you hear anything about the interest rates that blacks are charged and the fact that we are taken advantage of in a society. And somehow we are supposed to know that. Instead of addressing the disenfranchisement of African Americans in this nation, we talk about the fact that they're criminals and they don't want anything. But it has been frustrating to me all of my life. I remember the fight that Dr. King fought for us. And the fact that we continue that battle, even after all of these years, means that my father's generation never got to see justice. My generation will never see justice. My children's generation will never see justice. And then, you know, you got to face the realities of what happens in this country. And unfortunately, there are not many who will. But it's not a surprise to me that after all of these decades, UW-Madison still only has 2.2% of African Americans on their campus. 1969, 2.2%. 2002, 2.2% of those at UW-Madison. And again, you can go to any of the major universities, for the most part, across this nation, and you'll kind of see the exact same thing.
Even at Whitewater, you know, absolutely.
Whitewater, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, Platteville, Stevens Point. You know, it's and again, it's because we only make up 5% of the overall population. This is This is not, you know, the bastion of integration, not the state of Wisconsin. And it's been that way. So when I see the article like this in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, UW-Madison's black student enrollment has never exceeded 3%. Why does the school make so little progress decade after decade? Well, you know, again, the numbers, sheer numbers, are not there, and they're not ever going to be there. I don't think that's ever going to change. There's somehow not going to be an influx, a tremendous influx of black people in the state of Wisconsin. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's been. And you just have to live with that. But anyway, that's what's at the root of that. And I'm surprised that they had this article and are asking the question, you know, as if they don't know the statistics. It is a reality that our community is well aware of, and don't expect it to get any better as time goes on. Anyway, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I see my friend has arrived, Sandy, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.